Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, the outgoing and incoming leaders of the Tyler Economic Development Council, Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce, and Visit Tyler, Tom Mullins and Scott Martinez. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you with us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. It's great to be in Tyler.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Just this week, major transition in Tyler. Tyler Economic Development Council's original president and chief executive officer, Tom Mullins, has moved on to other things, which we'll also talk about during the course of the show. And Scott Martinez, fresh from northern Louisiana, coming in as of October 1st to take over those roles, president and chief executive officer of the Tyler Economic Development Council, Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce chief executive officer, just to kind of get the lay of the land for you. Originally, it was just the Economic Development Council. I think a couple of years in, maybe a year in, you started partnering with the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll get to all of that as we move through the show. But to me, and I know to you guys as well, this is an important show because it just marks such a transition. 31 years in Tyler and the way the community has been transformed under your economic leadership, Tom, has just been phenomenal, and I think very few people would disagree with that. Scott Martinez coming to us with a very impressive resume out of the Shreveport, Monroe, Louisiana area, and is the new man in the top position. Tom, we're going to start off with you and start off with the basics. For anybody who needs a refresher course or who wasn't there in 1989 or whenever, the mission and vision of the Tyler Economic Development Council, first of all, what is it you guys are really out to do on a day in, day out basis?
Well, 1989 is a key date because what had happened in Texas and actually throughout all the oil energy producing states across the country was the oil and energy crash of the early and mid-80s. Tyler really was hit hard by that. When oil and gas went down, it pulled all the other sectors, banking, real estate, retail, down with it. And so the leadership in Tyler was anxious to diversify the economy. And so they did some research with renowned economist, Dr. Ray Perriman, who, as most people I think know, grew up in this area, in Lindale High School, valedictorian of his class in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also hired a national consulting and site selection firm out of Chicago called Fantas. Ray did a projection of the economic outlook post-energy, and Fantas came in and did a strength and weaknesses analysis of this economy, came up with a five-year strategy for an effort to turn things around. And then the third piece was to do a search nationally. I was doing economic development in Rochester, Minnesota, and I had done three startups, one in Duluth, Minnesota, one on the Iron Range in Grand Rapids, and then down in Rochester. And a lot of people get Rochester, Minnesota, confused with Rochester, New York. This is the Rochester that has the Mayo Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So very high-tech, very medical-focused community. About the same size as Tyler. I ended up accepting the offer from Tyler after meeting with the executive search firm several times in the local search group, and started on June 1. So this past June, that was my 31st year in Tyler. And from the beginning, we knew our mission was to diversify the economy and create primary job opportunities. And when I use that word, John, it's companies that make something here, and it could be a air conditioning unit like Trane does, or it could be software like Phil Burks and the Genesis Group do, but they sell it all over the country and sometimes internationally. That brings new money back in. It starts a ripple effect or the multiplier effect. It supports vendors and service companies and retail and education and all through the economy. There's a multiple rollover of those dollars, and it helps diversify the economy. And that's what we did. We diversified away from the dependence on energy. We had some good manufacturing back then with companies like Kelly Springfield, which became Goodyear, and then Trane, as I mentioned, and Carrier, and of course Tyler Pipe, a homegrown manufacturer.
Right.
But we changed the mix of things. And so we were able to attract some distribution activity, like with Target distribution on the interstate, and then help some local food processing companies grow and come here. The local one that grew was John Soul's Foods, producer of pre-cooked fajita meats. Now they're the largest in the country,
yeah.
And have over 800 employees here. And they have two other locations, Alabama and Georgia. And then recently, Sanderson Farms came in,
yeah.
1,700 jobs, and they have a national market. So now we're so much more diversified than we were before with energy and manufacturing and agriculture. And we have, we're a medical hub, we're a retail hub, we're an educational, higher educational
yeah.
hub, 23,000 full-time students. Actually, it's just gone to 24,000
mm-hmm.
now this year with the new fall enrollments.
Yeah. let me kind of interrupt here for a moment. We want to get to some of this in more detail just in a few more minutes. Taking a moment to remind you that you're in tune with In Focus. I'm John Sims. Our guest this morning, the incoming and outgoing leaders of the Tyler Economic Development Council, Tyler Area Chamber and Visit Tyler, Tom Mullins and Scott Martinez. And I want to talk about that right now. I don't remember. Do you remember exactly when it was that you began your official partnership with the Tyler Area Chamber
yeah.
of Commerce and ultimately what's now known as Visit Tyler? Tell
yeah.
us about that and what the reasons were and how that partnership actually works.
Yeah, I came here to start the development group. And just to clarify, our development organization, Tyler Economic Development Council, is not a part of the government. It's not part of the city of the Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
We're a private investor-supported entity, and that's the group that hired me. And 3 years later, in March of 1992, that same leadership asked me to take over the president and CEO position of the chamber. So we brought the groups together. In 1999, we moved into the same space in the former Blackstone office building,
mm-hmm.
North of the square. and that the chamber also had the contract with the city of Tyler to do the tourism and visitor activity, or what we call Visit Tyler now. So that all of those were brought together, put in a single building, which we own. Chamber of Commerce owns that in partnership with the EDC,
mm-hmm.
and started coordinating our efforts. And so it's been a very flat, normally in a community this size, you're going to have a CEO of each one, CEO of the Economic Development Group, the Chamber, and the Visitors Group. We have one CEO structure in this community. And that's worked very well since 1992, in a large part due to the partnership we have with Henry Bell. He actually is the COO and will become the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We split our time 70-30. 70% of my time was economic development, 30% was with the Chamber and the Visitors Bureau. That was possible because of Henry's day-to-day management of that. And that has worked well. It's, in fact, it's become a model for other communities, particularly all over Texas. But we get calls from other states asking how we put that together and how it's worked so well. This chamber now has become one of the top five chambers by membership in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of activity going on with the chamber, a lot of results, fortunately, from the economic development effort. And tourism has really expanded under that structure.
Okay. And let's get back to what we were talking about a minute ago. You hit some of the highlights of what's been happening because of the Tyler Economic Development Council in the last 31 years. Other things that you are particularly proud of, building blocks that really have taken Tyler where it was in the mid or late 1980s to where it is now.
Yeah, we had to put some fundamental programs in place. For example, Tyler was not aggressive with the use of economic development incentives. And it's kind of controversial. A lot of people are critical of incentives using tax abatements, tax increment financing, enterprise
mm-hmm.
zones, that type of stuff. And the community was kind of growing naturally without any outside stimulus. But we put a more aggressive program in place with the economic development effort, utilizing the state and national resources that are available to promote job creation. And we started getting a reputation of being ready to do economic development and aggressive in putting deals together. We also fought hard. It took us three legislative sessions to get the UT Tyler campus to four-year status.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 2+2 structure here, 2 years Tyler Junior College, 2 years UT Tyler.
Well, I remember well.
And you and I went through those battles, John. I mean, this community was split right down the middle, because
mm-hmm.
some people thought TJC and the surrounding community colleges were going to be hurt, and that the university would steal their talent and their best students. And we argued, no, you'll both benefit. And it's interesting to look back now. At the time, TJC had about 7,000 students. Now they have over 12,000. UT Tyler had about 3,500 students. Now they're over 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we've become an educational destination. Well, that also then, in turn, supports our economic growth strategies. We have a fabulous business school out there, the Soles College of Business. We have all of the disciplines in engineering, electric, mechanical, chemical, and civil. And so companies that are paying these high-wage salaries looking for talent really are impressed when they come and see our higher educational infrastructure. And then we've even gone down further, and we were part of the effort to try to rebuild the entire TISD school system. Every single campus, 24 campuses in Tyler, have either been remodeled or totally rebuilt, and they are beautiful, technology-driven, state-of-the-art facilities. And so anybody coming to this town and looking at that says, this community is serious about being successful, educating young people, and attracting good-paying jobs.
Texas College also, I don't know that you've had a whole lot to do with the development of that school,
but
we're talking about higher education.
You bet. And they've done well lately. You know, they've got about 1,000 students there, and that's how we get to 24,000. And a lot of people forget, that's the oldest higher education institution in this part of Texas.
1894.
And they're represented on the Economic Development Council and an important partner in our efforts.
You bet. So 1989, fast forward to 2020, sum it all up. Maybe crunch a few numbers for us. How much better off is Tyler now economically than it was 31 years ago?
Well, you know, we've I've got a summary here, John. Let me find that, and I'll actually give you here's a 89 to 19 summary. We've worked on 182 different primary economic development projects. These are companies that make products here,
uh-huh.
Let's ship them all over, bring new money in. That created over 12,300 new primary jobs, retained over 15,000 jobs, and attracted $1.2 billion, with a B, investment in plant and equipment.
Yeah.
And almost 5 million square feet of new construction, new facilities, manufacturing, distribution, office. And so that's what's part of the fun about economic development is that it's very tangible. And when we work on a project and someone either expands a building or builds a new facility like Centene and Fresenius over on the Earl Campbell Parkway,
right,
you can drive by it and say, wow, that's a physical result of our efforts to diversify this economy.
You bet. COVID-19, and Scott, we're going to get to mm-hmm. you in just a couple of minutes here because we need to know more about you and what your vision is for the Economic Development Council Chamber and Visit Tyler. But actually, Tom, just a few months ago, we were hitting this same topic. Things are looking a little bit different now, but then again, the whole thing seems to change on a day-in, day-out basis. And economic guru, if you will, Ray Perryman, of course, in his annual visit to Tyler. He's always talking about what a great economy we have. He had some kind of grim news, I think, the last time he weighed in on this, but also some somewhat more upbeat news for how the economy figures, what the economy figures to look like in the next few months, even as we're facing this unexpected challenge.
Yeah, Dr. Perryman comes and gives an economic outlook every January. And, you know, that's night and day difference from where we went this spring and early summer.
Yeah.
In January, our unemployment rate was down like 3%, and the economy was running on all cylinders, and we were setting records in job creation, population growth, real estate, in industrial investment. Every category you could look at, we were doing very well. Then the virus started to have its impact in March. Things shut down. They started to partially come back in mid-May, and then there's another run of this virus spiking in early summer, June and July. But we are starting to come back. The economy has opened up. Our unemployment rate spiked up to about 11%, and now it's down around 8%, 7.5%. And if the virus doesn't take control of the economy again, and we're keeping our fingers crossed on that, we're hoping that we can gradually lower that unemployment rate. But Ray Perriman says this is not going to be, a lot of people brag about it being a V-shaped economy, you know, with drop and then sharply, and then it's going to pick up sharply. Most economists optimistically are saying it's going to be a U-shape at best. And Ray Perriman has said he doesn't expect full recovery numbers until the middle of next year, 2021. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see some economic struggling going on this fall and next winter and spring before we receive what we expect to see the recovery start going up steadily.
Okay. Tom Mullins, Scott Martinez, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Tom, the outgoing leader of the Tyler Economic Development Council, Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce and Visit Tyler, and Scott Martinez, just new on the job, taking over that position. Let's kind of flip it over to Scott now. Scott, welcome to Tyler. You've been here a little while now, just this week taking over as President and Chief Executive Officer and as President and Chief Executive Officer of the Development Council, Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber. Tell us just a little bit about yourself. It all began for you in Laurel, Mississippi, and you've had some interesting stops from there on.
Certainly. Thank you so much for having me this morning, and I'm delighted to be in Tyler. Yeah, as you said, I'm from Laurel, Mississippi. I was born and raised there and went to college at the University of Mississippi in Oxford at Ole Miss, and then went to graduate school in Hattiesburg at the University of Southern Mississippi and got a graduate degree in economic development. My first economic development job out of graduate school was in Conroe, Texas. I was there 5 years, and I have family roots with my father's family being from Texas, so in a way it was sort of a homecoming. And from Conroe I went to Round Rock and led the efforts there with their economic development program, which was housed at the Round Rock Chamber of Commerce. After that, I had an opportunity to go back to my home state, worked for the Mississippi Development Authority after Katrina, did some redevelopment work with the state agency, and got recruited back to Central Texas, to Hutto, Texas, whose city limits actually join Round Rock's. Hmm. And while there, I was there 5 years and had an opportunity there to work with a city manager that many people in Tyler are familiar with, that being Ed Broussard.
Yes.
So he and I worked several years together there and got recruited by a search firm to go to North Louisiana to lead a 14-parish regional economic development group that covers 11,000 square miles, 14 parishes, has two offices that are separated by 100 miles of pine trees. So it was a public-private group that was very similar to the Tyler Economic Development Council in its funding structure, in that it was funded by voluntary public sector and private sector investment and membership, so with a predominance being by the private sector. A few months ago, I got approached by a search firm about Tyler, and it automatically piqued my interest because Tyler has a tremendous reputation, not only in the state of Texas, but nationally, you know, and a lot of that's due to Tom Mullins and his stewardship over the past 31 years. And quite frankly, opportunities like this in Tyler don't come around professionally, perhaps, but I guess every 31 years. So having an
been counting, yes.
Yeah, having an opportunity to come to Tyler, Smith County, you know, a community that's experienced double-digit growth over the last decade, was very attractive. Seeing what's happening here as far as the enhancement of the educational systems from K through 12 through, you know, even the advent of a medical school that's coming, you know, to Tyler is very attractive. Perhaps the biggest change I've seen in my 20-plus years of doing economic development has been a shift toward workforce development and talent attraction. Companies are looking for communities that can not only provide a great, you know, primary school system, K through 12 system for their kids, but also opportunities to train their employees and also where those professionals can get continuing education, whether it's a graduate degree, and continue to enhance their talent to make their company more competitive and ultimately more profitable. So if you look at all of those things, Tyler and some of the great strides they've made over the past 20 to 30 years, you know, from the growth of Tyler Junior College to UT Tyler becoming a four-year institution to having an HBCU, that's the oldest college in this part of the state with Texas College, you know, just some of the other assets like the the medical school just really makes us attractive for continued development. I'm looking forward to listening to stakeholders. This is a great situation to come into because the organizations are strong financially. I look at the membership of the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce. It's, as Tom referenced, one of the five largest in the state of Texas. But if I were to compare that to the chambers of commerce in the largest communities in Louisiana, Shreveport, Bossier City, Monroe, Natchitoches, the cumulative total of those memberships are perhaps less than the membership of the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce. What that tells me is we have a very engaged business community. We have a chamber that's very relevant in what it's doing and effective, or people wouldn't join the chamber. They wouldn't maintain their membership in the chamber. And we wouldn't be doing some of the things that we're doing here, from the loop to, you know, the medical school to some of the other things. You know, coming into this position, the organizations I referenced is very strong. But also, you know, I'm going to be looking at ways where we can make a great organization perhaps even better. I'm not going to make changes for the sake of making changes because, you know, quite frankly, the organizations are both very strong. You know, where I see opportunities for enhancement, we're certainly going to pursue those. But fundamentally, these organizations are very strong, and I think that's a testament to the leadership and the consistent leadership that we've had here in Tyler and Smith County with the Economic Development Council and with Henry Bell at the Chamber, but also the community leadership and the business people that make sure that those organizations are sustained and they continue to invest their time and resources into our efforts.
You bet. Scott Martinez, Tom Mullins, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, outgoing and incoming leaders of the Tyler Economic Development Council and Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce, together with Visit Tyler. Scott, growing up, I'm a native of Philadelphia and went to good schools in the suburbs, and the model is move up in the business, but specifically in the radio business. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to work in a small town for a few years and then maybe go to Chicago, New York, Dallas, L.A., someplace like that. To some, you're actually moving to a smaller market, but I understand that that is actually a big part of what appealed to you about this job. Tell us a little bit about that.
The North Louisiana Economic Partnership, where I served for the last 7.5 years, mm-hmm. covered 11,000 square miles, 14 parishes, uh-huh. Over 800,000 people in that region. And coming to Tyler, for me, wasn't any diminishment professionally. I think it was an enhancement because I firmly believe that you can be more effective, or I can be more effective working at the local level where I'm working with the same group of leaders and the same stakeholders day in and day out, rather than perhaps a few days a month, and I can become much more engaged in making the community better and listening to the needs and the desires of the stakeholders and leadership in the community. So for me, moving to, you know, Tyler with a population of 110,000 was not a step down professionally. I think it was much more in tune with what I want to do professionally, and this is a very attractive job nationally in the economic development profession, and I feel very privileged to be here.
Mm-hmm. Very good points, and one of the questions that I jotted down to ask you as I was preparing for the show last night: how do you like Tyler so far? And I think you probably answered about 3/4 of that already.
I love it. You know, I can actually get good brisket here.
Indeed can, yes.
I can get great brisket here. You know, I frequent Stanley's already. I've gotten to know mm-hmm. those folks pretty well, and the people here have been very hospitable. Monday I had lunch with the group from Visit Tyler, the staff of Visit Tyler, and one thing I conveyed to them was how impressed I was as someone coming in over the last month or two, staying at hotels, going to restaurants, and having an outside perspective, was the quality of the front desk staff and those frontline people, you know, that greet people from out of town to Tyler. The hospitality here has been tremendous, and no one, when I walked into a hotel to that front desk, knew who I was, or to a restaurant. They had no idea I was moving here to be a permanent resident of Tyler, but the way they treated me is hopefully, and I'm convinced, that's the way they treat everyone coming here. So mm-hmm. I've been overwhelmed with the hospitality of Tyler.
All righty. And we talked a little bit about where we go from here under your leadership. Basically, I think you said earlier that you have some ideas of your own, but you're not going to upset the apple cart by any stretch of the imagination.
The apple cart doesn't need to be upset because it's fundamentally very strong. And, you know, it's obvious by, you know, as they say, the proof's in the pudding, the metrics that have been accomplished since the beginning of the Tyler Economic Development Council speaks for itself. The economy is more diverse, is stronger. The population continues on a steady, healthy growth pattern. In fact, growth in our education, our higher education in particular. So there's no reason for a wholesale change in trajectory of what we're doing as an organization with the Tyler Economic Development Council or the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce, because it's working. The staff, and I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the staffs at TEDC at the chamber. Both have outstanding staffs. I'm walking into a situation with the Tyler Economic Development Council where the staff is very competent and do a phenomenal job.
You bet. Winding down the show, but still a few minutes left. Tom Mullins and Scott Martinez, incoming and outgoing leaders of the Tyler Economic Development Council and Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce. Tom, you're leaving the Economic Development Council as the head honcho, as it were, but we have not seen the last of you by any stretch of the imagination. What are your plans now?
No, you're right, John. Excuse me. I'm going to stay active in the community. My first project is helping Scott get networked and get introduced to the community and the county, because the TEDC says Tyler Economic Development, but we serve all of Smith County. So I want Scott to meet leaders of the communities in Smith County, certainly the leadership in Tyler, and all the smaller cities that are part of the metropolitan area. And he is anxious, and I'm happy to introduce him to our industry and business leaders, the medical sector, higher education. There's a lot that I can share over the next 60 days that'll help him get up to speed even quicker. And so I've formed a consulting group called T.G. Mullins Consulting, LLC, and I'm going to be working on this project through that structure on a contract basis. And then after that, I'm going to be involved with some regional efforts with the UT health system. I'm hoping to contribute to the effort to bring the medical school here. And so it'll be fascinating for me, because I'll get to stay engaged with the community, get to support people like Scott and Henry, and perhaps from the other side of the table. Rather than as the staff of these organizations, as I have been, I can contribute to their support from the business community.
You bet. And I'm reading right off your business card here, T.G. Mullins Consulting, LLC. You can Google it. Providing guidance and technical support to local, regional, and state efforts to diversify economies and create job opportunities. A lot of the same kind of work you've been doing here the last 31 years, and even before that in Minnesota. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
getting down close to the end of the show now, and Scott, any parting comments from you? We basically covered the key ground, but anything you'd like to say as we finish the show and you get to work?
Certainly. I'm obviously anxious to get started and get to work here in Tyler, but someone made the comment to me the other day, said, "Oh, you're replacing Tom Mullins." It's like, no one replaces Tom Mullins. I'm following Tom Mullins in this role, because I've known Tom for 20 years professionally and to a degree personally, just through economic development conferences at the state and even the national level. And I'm very humbled, like I said, to be following Tom and stepping into such a great organization. But there are a lot of great things continue to happen in Tyler and Smith County, and we're going to keep that going. The leadership's here. All the tools are here. Everything's in place to continue our continued growth and success as a community, as a city and a county.
Very good. And that does bring us down close to the end of the show. But Tom, best of luck. And we're not saying goodbye. You're just kind of changing hats a little bit. Scott, welcome aboard.
Thanks, John.
It'll be great to be working with you. Tom Mullins and Scott Martinez, the outgoing and incoming leaders of the Tyler Economic Development Council, Tyler Area Chamber, and Visit Tyler, our guests this morning on In Focus. Thanks again for joining us today, guys.
Thanks, John.
You bet.
Great.
I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.